College of Medicine at Case Western Reserve University. Dr. Roizen is an author of more than 195 scientific publications, 4 New York Times number one bestsellers, 9 top 10 bestsellers. He's also a recipient of an Emmy and Ella and the Paul Rogers Best Medical Communicator Award from the National Library of Medicine. He initiated and developed the real age concept to motivate behavior change, which spurred the concept that 60 could be the new 40, and hopefully soon the 90 will be the new 40. Dr. Roizen is a fellow author of the book that actually summarized all these findings under the name The Great Age Reboot. And he's devoted to helping people live younger and continues to consult with patients in Cleveland Clinic's executive health and wellness programs. Dr. Roizen, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you.
And the stage is yours.
Thank you. I can't stay still, so I will move a bunch. But what I'm going to talk about is how we actually practice it, both in executive health and in our, if you will, democratized program, the short form, what we do with our 101,000 employees and dependents, because we have democratized the longevity practice, as you'll see in a second. The goal is to help each person reach 110 in as good or better condition than they are now, because we think a reboot, that is the ability to get younger, may be an 80% probability. So we have 7, if you will, strategies we follow. One is, and this is perhaps the major advantage that the academic centers like Cleveland Clinic have, but that we practice, we get information from the patient 2 months in advance and schedule as many master clinician visits as possible. What do I mean by that? So if you've got a gynecologic problem and that's
a problem or that's a specific problem, you get the expert in that field that same day. Most men will see a urologist, most women a gynecologist, in addition to a cardiologist, an orthopedist, etc. And then a plan is integrated at the end. The whole goal is to find the motivator. That is, everyone knows how to make yourself 10 years younger. There isn't a question about it. You heard it on every one of the talks so far, but it is how do you motivate the patient when they're not paying $25,000 or $35,000 to do that. That is, if you're paying $25,000 or $35,000, you're pretty motivated to try and stay younger. But if you're not paying, as the majority of people in the world aren't, how do you motivate them? And so even in our $3,000 program, which is what our executive health program costs, including all that I'll show you, most of those people aren't much motivated. And then the third principle we use, and that's the whole darn day. We spend a day with the patient, an intense day. Everyone is educated to educate the patient and to get them more motivated. So it isn't, if you will, why is it in America, and in fact the world, that when you prescribe a high blood pressure pill, or when you talk to someone about high blood pressure, that 33% of them won't fill the prescription, and 50% of those do stop within 6 months? It's because we have failed in medicine to motivate them. So our primary principle is to motivate. We then get people to 6+2 normals, and I'll talk about that, because that's what we do in our what I would call our slim down generic program, where we get, in fact, everybody. Our 101,000 employees and dependents do it, and we've exported it to 2 other large corporations. And then the goal, in addition, as you've heard, we focus on brain wellness too. There are 40 things that have been shown in at least two studies in humans that change your rate of brain aging. We go through those with the patient as well. So you can see it's an intense day. They get exercise physiology, they get nutrition counseling, they get life coaching, they get 5 individual master clinicians, they get an internist at the beginning, an internist at the end, and a whole mess of testing at the beginning as well. And by the end of the day, they're exhausted. But we answer all questions and get more referrals as needed. And then a key component is maintaining that behavior change by using that motivator in our coaching program. And our coaching program is offered free to everyone. We've done it with a large number of nurses and dietitians up to now. We're changing that, and we're testing AI, because you can get an AI coach for 99 cents an hour as opposed to $65 an hour. Okay, so ensure no illness or condition that needs treatment. That is, what we do is the nurse who's experienced in this will call the patient 2 months in advance and find out everything that's on their concern list. And we will book it. We in our executive health program, and in fact in our program for our employees, we offer them culinary medicine lessons with our executive chef, one-on-one in the executive health program, 12-on-1. We will do essentially the same thing with stress management, the same thing with speed of processing games, the same thing with fall prevention, the same thing with learning how to fall. The full internist, and by the way, so we'll schedule all these tests at the beginning of the day. If they want an MRI, that's an extra charge, total body MRI, but that's offered, as you heard. As is if they need a colonoscopy, if they need a cardiac cath, all of those are woven in to that one, or if they need a second day because they have too many things already scheduled, we do that. The internist does a history and physical at the start of the day, and he's the person, he or she is the person who sees them at the end of the day and does the plan with them and gets them to agree to the plan, and again, uses that motivator. Find the motivation is what everybody is tasked with doing. So you'll see we do many of the same tests. I think the only thing that I heard that we do extensively is we do a lot more balance testing and fall testing, since that's a key to longevity, we think. So that's the plan, if you will, in number one. Number two is to find the motivator. And everyone, from the front desk clerk to the person cleaning the floors, is empowered to find that patient's motivator. The person who goes with them from master clinician to master clinician, that's their job. It's to ask questions. It's not just to get the patient from one physician to another. It's to find the motivator, because that motivator is the only way we get behavior change. And it's part of what we do at the end of the day with our coaching program. We educate to motivate them more. That is, the key that every of our master clinicians is taught is, we want you not to just prescribe for the patient, not to just diagnose the patient, but to educate them, to motivate, why should they get that LDL cholesterol to 55 rather than 70 or rather than 100? What is their LPA doing? Why is their genetics important? It's to educate so that they are motivated to get and stay healthy. And I want to quickly show some of the stuff we motivate our generic patients with. That is, all of our 101,000 employees and dependents get this, as well as when we go and expand this. the fact about the Human Genome Project, the study by Dean Ornish and how you change your epigenes. So, and by the way, I want to thank you for inviting me. I feel like I'm amongst Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra, so thank you. Or in the European sense, Messi and Ronaldo.
So the point is that we use all the data from everyone else to educate the heck out of it. And yeah, Leroy Hood, who's in the front seat here, we use everybody's data because that's how you motivate patients to change. And this is, you know, this was done with diet, but it's really done because you're changing the epigenes. So we talk about stress management. In fact, the most important thing we get everyone to do is to get them into a stress management session. That is a program that teaches them stress management. And we talk about how they're going to get to 110 and live a lot longer so they shouldn't retire as well. The third thing we do after that education is to get them to 6 normals plus 2. And that's our short form. So we do this in everyone. We educate them as to why these 6 normals plus 2 are so important. If you get there, the